You know, it really feels like storytelling is just fundamental. It's how we make sense of everything, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's deep in our wiring, how we process the world, connect with each other.
And artists, they've always been central to that, haven't they? Capturing the feeling of their times.
Exactly. They're not just observers, they interpret, they translate, they reflect things back at us, but maybe shaped a little differently.
Nudging us to see things in a new light.
Yeah, precisely. Chroniclers, but also, you know, catalysts for thought.
Which brings us nicely to what we're looking at today, this exhibition Emergence, Stories in the Making over at Gallery Mertiz.
Right. And this one feels particularly relevant because it's focused on emerging artists. And they're consciously using storytelling, using their art, to engage with some really big themes.
Like what sort of themes?
Well, things like solidarity, cultural heritage, social transformation. Not just talking about them, but exploring them through narrative.
So really digging into what it means to live in this specific moment.
Trying to articulate the now.
And just for anyone interested, that show runs from May 31st through July 12th, 2025.
Good to mention. And the exhibition itself puts forward this really interesting idea, the artist as a kind of contemporary griot.
A contemporary greed, okay.
Yeah. So our mission today really is to unpack that. What does that mean? How are these specific artists acting as modern storytellers, reflecting the world, but also maybe trying to shape it a bit?
Okay, yeah, let's get into that. The term griot itself that comes from West African tradition, okay.
Exactly. Hugely important figures. They were historians, musicians, poets, storytellers,
Keepers of memory.
living archives, absolutely. Passing down history, culture, traditions, often through performance, through song, through spoken word. They weren't just entertainers.
No, they had real social functions, advisors, mediators.
Critiques sometimes too. Celebrating community, but also holding it accountable. And the exhibition suggests that artists today are, in a way, carrying on that legacy.
Using their own tools, though. Paint, photography, fiber.
Whatever their medium is, yes. Using it to serve a similar function, documenting, questioning, preserving, maybe even healing.
So the canvas or the sculpture becomes the vessel for these urgent stories. That's a powerful way to think about it. Documenting things that might get lost otherwise.
Precisely. And emergence really showcases the diversity of that. You've got artists working with materials you might think of as traditional, but in new ways.
Like Aliana Grace Bailey and Linnea Poole, they both work with fibers, I think.
They do. Bailey's work often focuses on healing, Black liberation. There's a piece, Open Roots, which is apparently quite adaptable in how it's displayed.
Oh, interesting. So the form itself has a kind of fluidity.
Yeah, which seems intentional, you know, hinting at resilience, the changing nature of roots of healing.
And Linnea Poole, also fibers.
Yes, also exploring Black womanhood, healing. Her piece, In a Silent Mood, it uses the material to create a space. Maybe contemplative, maybe protective, maybe challenging.
Playing with texture and form to explore vulnerability, strength.
Right. And taking fibers, often linked to domestic craft, and using them for these really contemporary, profound themes that feels like a deliberate bridging of past and present.
It absolutely does. That idea of recontextualizing materials. You see it elsewhere too, right? Kim Rice, for instance.
Kim Rice's work is incredibly striking. She's based in Baltimore.
And she uses quilting.
Yes, traditional quilting, something usually associated with comfort, community, family history.
Right.
But she incorporates actual HOLC redlining maps into her quilts.
Wait, the actual maps, the ones used for discriminatory housing policies?
The very ones.
Yeah.
So she's literally weaving the evidence of systemic racism, of segregationist policy, into the fabric of something that symbolizes home and security.
Wow, that's powerful, almost jarring.
It is. It forces you to see how these huge systemic forces invaded people's lives, their sense of belonging. Making that visible, documenting it in such a tactile, familiar form that feels very much like the work of a griot holding history.
Making you feel it, not just intellectually understand it, that's incredible. Okay, shifting a bit, what about artists using more layered visuals? Photography, collage.
Yeah, Shawn Champion is a photographer in this show. Her work seems to explore memory, mythology, a piece like Sirens. It's not just documenting reality.
More suggestive.
Exactly. It invites you, the viewer, to bring your own references, your own memories, to sort of co-create the story. It demands participation.
And collage seems perfect for layering stories too. Ransom, Bria Sterling Wilson.
Right. Ransom often deals with the Great Migration, Black family life. His piece, Blues, Voice for the Voiceless, uses acrylic and collage together.
Layering images, textures.
To evoke the complexity of those journeys, those histories. He's really preserving visual narratives, amplifying voices.
And Bria Stilling Wilson, her work sounds incredibly personal as well.
It is. She explores the African diaspora, but through a very specific lens, her own family archive, the Stirling Family Archive.
So weaving her direct lineage into that larger historical tapestry.
Precisely. Her piece, Family Blues, uses found images, but also these deeply personal ones. It shows how huge historical movements are lived through individual, intimate experiences.
Makes the past feel very present, very immediate.
Beautifully put. And Alanis Ford, who's from Barbados, she also uses collage, often mixed with painting, in these quite surreal portraits like garden gloves.
Suggesting hidden layers, maybe? Untold stories within identity?
That's the feeling, yes. Layers suggesting complexity. Then there's Charles-Philippe Jean-Pierre, Haitian-American artist. His work, like Haya Mama Nem, Kinfolk series, uses acrylic collage too.
And his work touches on political, spiritual themes. I read he's been recognized internationally.
He has, yeah, by the U.S. State Department.
Yeah. Right.
Which kind of underlines how these stories, while rooted in specific experiences, can resonate globally. These contemporary griots have reach.
That makes sense. Their narratives are specific, but the themes are universal. Now, there are also painters using more traditional techniques, but with a contemporary eye.
Definitely. Unyemi Adet, a painter from Nigeria. His work has this poetic realism. Seeking, you know, deeper meanings in the everyday.
Like his piece, Spirit to Spirit, okay. The Night Watchers.
Exactly. It's not just about realistic depiction. It's trying to evoke something more, something spiritual or philosophical within the ordinary. Like how a griot's tale might hold deeper lessons.
And Damilare Jemieu, another Nigerian painter.
Yes. Also blending realism with philosophical ideas. And it's quite telling, isn't it, that the NAACP acquired 4 of his major works just last year. In 2024.
That is significant. It suggests his work, like Uiskuti, is seen as important cultural documentation right now.
It really does. Being collected and preserved as a record of our time, much like those oral histories were safeguarded.
Okay, so we've covered fibers, quilting with maps, photography, collage, painting. There's one more artist with a really unexpected medium, right?
Ah, yes. You must mean Maxwell Pierce.
The Harlem Globetrotter.
The very same. He uses sports materials. Specifically, shoelaces.
Shoelaces? Seriously? Seriously. To create art about identity. His piece, Magic Conch, is made entirely of shoelaces on a painted canvas.
That's amazing, taking the literal stuff of his profession, of sports.
An arena where identity is huge, right? Both celebrated and sometimes confined. And he reclaims those materials, transforms them.
Turning something functional into artistic commentary.
It's a really potent metaphor, isn't it? Finding new ways to express yourself within existing structures, or maybe breaking out of them. A very contemporary story told in a language you just wouldn't expect.
It really makes you think differently about the objects all around us, the stories they might hold.
Yeah.
So each of these artists, really in their own unique way, they're giving voice to something urgent, social, historical, emotional.
They're making meaning, not just objects. They're preserving culture, sparking dialogue, challenging us.
They really do seem to embody that idea of the contemporary griot, adapting that ancient role for right now.
Absolutely. This exhibition at Gallery Mertiz feels like a vital snapshot of how art helps us navigate the world today. So, wrapping up our deep dive into emergence, stories in the making, it's clear this show is just bursting with artists taking on that vital storyteller role.
Using such a range of materials too. Fibers, paint, maps, photos, even shoelaces. All telling powerful stories about who we are, where we've come from.
And maybe asking where we're headed. It's a chance to really engage with those voices.
Definitely worth seeing if you can. Again, it's at Gallery Mertiz, May 31st to July 12th, 2025.
Emergence. Stories in the making. That title sticks with you, doesn't it?
It does.
Makes you wonder. If these are stories in the making, what other stories are emerging right now all around us, you know, in our own lives, our own communities?
That's a good question.
And maybe how can we listen more closely or even perhaps play a part in their making?